Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how to completely heal your body and mind and so on. So this is all science proved. New study proved that the mind can heal the brain even severe brain injuries. The brain is not the mind. The brain is just like a computer, and the mind are the programs that are running on the computer. Okay, that's different. The mind are emotions, thought, and the ability to choose. If we have a negative mindset, then that will affect our health and even influence negatively through the electric magnetic field of the brain or surrounding. Okay, what is first, the emotion or thought through an event? Okay, think this over. If we get a touch, we simultaneously feel the touch and interpret this touch through our thoughts and choose. Okay, all at the same time. The brain changes always, and so the mind, they are not fixed. So brain surgery and brain injuries, comas, it was proved 8 hours of coma, the brain damage should be not reversible. And that is not true after new studies. Neural plasticity is beyond of our understanding and can rebuild the brain, or other parts of the brain can be used that are still alive. Even after severe brain damage, the mind can repair the brain and can even function much better. Okay. This means we have to manage our mind to be able to do the healing. If we fail to heal the brain, we go down the road. Okay. Qigong developed techniques to heal the brain after brain injuries happen through fighting, and the Shaolin monks can prove that, and we can grow the brain by doing special techniques of Qigong. I do also this Qigong techniques. You can learn this from Mantak Chia. You can't control your circumstances, but you can choose how to respond in a healthy way to unexpected situations. You can manage the mind how to respond. Okay. Greatness comes from how we manage our mind. If we make peace with our environment, or to be at peace with our mind, we manage our mind well. And for that is meditation. True meditation is to accept every thought and emotion. How we learn to manage our mind in a more positive way when facing a chaos, stress, and traumas of life around us. Everybody can learn that, so sooner, so better. We have to learn to accept grief, anxiety, anger, despair. These are normal responses and are very helpful messages and warnings so that we can understand ourselves better and what is going on. Tony Robbins teaches that too. Because the emotions have a cause and a reason, and these emotions are not illnesses or brain diseases. Don't take mind drugs. If we don't deal with our problems, our negative thought pattern, emotions and diseases, then they become worse. So we have to learn it in any case. Actually, we do have negative mind pattern for our emotions, thoughts, responses, choices and diseases. And these patterns keep us in a negative environment, shorten our lifespan. Okay, so good news. Within a 9-week mind training with the scientist Carolina Leaf, she could change the very negative mind pattern. After 9 weeks, all patients had a healthy mind pattern, and the people changed their behavior, their relationships got better, and also they got back their health. You can read her book, Your Mental Mess by Carolina Leaf. No, again, Your Mental Mess by Carolina Leaf. We get it from Amazon. We all got some training to manage our mind. Honestly, ask yourself, are you healthy? Do you have problems to deal with your emotions, thoughts, and choices? As a therapist, I know that over 90% of the population are anxious of their own emotions and other people's emotions. Suppressing of negative emotions drives our immune system crazy and makes us ill. At least 95% of the people choose to suppress their negative emotions and prefer to go to the doctor instead to accept their own emotions. The American, Australian, British interpret negative emotion as a brain disease and as bad. Good for doctors, because the suppression of negative emotion is causing cancer and heart diseases. The negative emotions are survival responses, warnings, alerts that something is wrong. We should pay attention to our negative emotions. We don't need those drugs, lower cortisol level, or quick fix from positive thinking to suppress our negative emotions. We need to accept our emotions to get our health back. After many studies, people die from mismanaging despair that lead to preventable life-threatening diseases. Up to 25 years reduced lifespan through brain and mind drugs. So what we should do when we go into that life-threatening trauma? Yes, ask me. Nearly 1 year ago, I was in that mess. I woke up in the night, lying on the floor in the bathroom, and I don't know why. My heart was starting to beat like crazy. That could have caused a cardio arrest. I had to calm down immediately, otherwise I would be dead. We have to calm down without suppressing our emotions. We are saying yes to our emotions and using methods to calm down. I know exactly which acupuncture points I have to press. I know if I turn to God, I calm down. I repeat, thank you, God, for that mess. When I have made a mistake when driving a car, I say, thank you, God, that I don't have an accident instead to beat me up. That is a training that works. And if you do this, you remember this also in your worst situation. Then you say, yes, thank you, God, for that mess. Thank you for that problem. Okay. Here's a scientifically proof strategy. Also, Anthony Robbins teaches this strategy. Okay. We have to shift our perception. We shift our focus to our wisdom to get our plain mind on the ground. Awareness of your emotions. You give permission, mindfulness to feel your emotions as they are, step by step. For instance, you feel first your anxiety, then your anger, and then your despair. You organize your emotions and accept them. Okay. Step 2, what is your physical response? heart pondering, adrenaline is going up, you feel that, and you're making some acupuncture and or other methods. Then you manage your behavior response. 1 year ago, I have chosen not to phone to ask for help because it would have driven my heart crazy to a cardiac arrest. Calm down was my choice. Okay. What is doomed? What is your worst outcome? Make a list. Prioritize the worst scenario and then the second worst and so on. After you have done all the steps, your brain can work normal. Otherwise, your brain is blocked. You can't get the solution. You reflect on that situation. What was the cause? In my case, it was a wrong treatment of my dentist and a very stressful situation that caused a severe sinus inflammation, and just touching the sinus knocked me down. It was actually just so. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.